Plasky on the right wing drives into the lane. He goes up. He gets fouled. And he's going to be hanged for line for two. Fouls on number 11, Shifley. That's his third for Sandusky. Now we check in with Ryan Brown. Ryan, what are you seeing down on the baseline of Harbor Beach?
Same thing we were seeing in the first half. There is a ton of contact going on. If you're a fan of bumping and grinding, this is the type of game you want to be in.
Or if you're a fan of football, come to this one. 32-32, Slasky misses yet another free throw. Harbor Beach has not made a free throw since the first quarter. They're now 3-13. Less than 25%.
They're leaving a lot of points on the floor here.
Especially with a tie ball game. They're called free for a reason. Second free. Hey, there we go. From Slasky puts it through, ends the streak. They're now 4-14 from the free throw line at 33-32. Harbor Beach with a 1-point lead. Shifley being guarded by Kraft at the right wing. Back up to number 20, Spring. Back over to 12, Tucker. The 24, Grasso, top of the key, over to 32, Bullis. Drives in, brings it back out, number 20, Spring. Takes the long two from top of the key. That one's an air ball. Rebound by Booms. Wide open. Karen Ginther goes in for the easy two. There was not a man within 50 feet of him. Karen Ginther now has 7, and we have an official timeout. Looks like a Sandusky player lost his shoe. That would be number 20, Gage Frank. 35-32. Baisdell coming back into the game with 16.8 seconds left in the third. He replaced number 12. That would be Tucker.
With 16.8 seconds, having Baisdell come back in with 3 fouls, I'm not so sure about that.
I think they want to get him with the ball with about 5 seconds left. They get it to him with 15 seconds left. Dean Barr guarded by Kraft. Draws the timeline. Kraft, like you said, belly button defense. There's a pick by Shifley. Baisdell on the right wing takes the 3 with 4 seconds left. That one's off the mark. Rebound Sloan Plasky. 2 seconds, 1 second. Kraft from timeline. Short. So, at the end of 3, it's 35, Harbor Beach, Sandusky, 32, here to the WLAW. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, Bill Jackson from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. Save yourself a bundle on remaining 2011 Ford trucks in stock. We have F-250 diesel crew cabs, plus 2 half-ton trucks. But hurry, because when they're gone, they're gone. That's at Moore Motor Sales just west of Carroll on M81. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll. Moore Motor Sales.
Well, we're back here in Harbor Beach. 1 quarter remains. And right now, Harbor Beach has a 3-point lead going into the fourth quarter, 35-32. Holy cow. Ryan Brown, what'd you find out in that huddle?
Harbor Beach is looking to not force anything. They want to take care of the ball on offense and value every possession. On defense, Coach Rubel stressed no easy buckets. He knows what kind of game this is. It's a grind-out game, and defense is going to come out victorious in this one.
Okay, thank you, Ryan. As Sloan Plasky passes it back to Kraft, crosses the timeline with 7:55 left and a 3-point lead for Harbor Beach. Booms with top of the key, trying to beat into Seaman, who has position. Kraft, top of the key now, after a pass from Plasky on the left wing. Kraft being guarded heavily by number 20 of Sandusky, that is Frank. As Booms to the right post, being guarded by Baisdell. Little fake move there, and Booms goes up, and he draws the foul. Baisdell now has 4 fouls. That is a game changer right there for Sandusky. That's the 4th team foul in the second half.
Conventional wisdom is always save him with 3, play him with 4. So we'll see what Coach does on this one.
And he's called with the push. At the line, shooting 2 is number 32, Jordan Boom, who's 2-for-2 thus far.
There we go again.
And I jinxed him. This is the first one. Baisdell leaves the game. In for him, number 32, Chase Bullitt.
I think Coach Rubel might call another timeout and check and see if there's some plexiglass on that hoop. Their ball shots are just not dropping.
They've made 4, and they've shot 15. Second one's away from Booms. That one's in. 5 for 16 from the free throw line for Harbor Beach. They lead by 4. 36-32, 7.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Sandusky has it in the right corner. Number 32, Poland. Back out to number 12, Tucker. Over to Shifley. Over to Tucker. Takes it into the lane for two. He got it. And the foul. Excuse me, that's Gage Brink. Gage Brink gets fouled and scores, and he has one free throw coming. The foul is on Harbor Beach. That's their team second.
I believe it's on Jordan Boone.
As they haven't put it up yet. And it looks like they're not, so we're going to put that on Jordan Boone as they miss the free throw. That's Jordan Boone's first foul. Boone now has on the left post. He goes in with a little spin move. No good. Rebound. Sandusky. Here's Shifley. Across the timeline. Being guarded by Clasky. Over to the left side to Gage.
Again, Sandusky's going to the flex offense.
Shifley back over to number 12. I'm looking at the wrong Tucker. Still learn the Sandusky roster. As there's a steal from Aaron Gidler for Harbor Beach. Passed up to number 44, Klasky. And the official on the far side says it is Harbor Beach ball. 6.5 minutes left in the fourth. 36-34, Harbor Beach by two. That can change just like that.
Whoa! Andrew Seaman.
No one realized the play started except for Andrew Seaman, who did a little reverse around the hoop and put it in for two. So it's now a 4-point lead for the Pirates. Andrew Seaman has 5 on the game. And it's a pass into number 10 for Sandusky Bills. Kraft was there, got him into the little hip check. And it's going to be on Kraft. The crowd doesn't like it.
The official said that Eli Kraft got him with the body, but I'll tell you what, that was, I thought he had the angle on the ball.
And that's Eli Kraft's third foul, third team foul for Harbor Beach. Shifley has it at the timeline, being guarded by Kinser. Crosses the timeline on the left side, over to number 12, Tucker. The left wing being completely blocked by Wallace for three, yes! Well, that's a two. Foot was on the line for Bullis. That's his second field goal. He has 5. It is now 38-36. Harbor Beach by only 2. Kraft passes to the right corner to Klasky. Back out to Kraft for the wide open 3 on the right wing. No good. Rebound Klasky to Aaron Ginther, who is at the left post. He goes up for the shot. He's fouled. He's at the line for 2. Fouls on number 12 for Sandusky. That's Tucker. That's his second only. No harm foul there. That is a foul. Okay. 15 foul for Sandusky this half. At the line shooting to Ginther. Put that one up. Rims out. Now, Ryan Brown, what would you do in this situation?
I would have Coach Rubel tell the guys to calm down and just focus on his free throws. Say something. Any sort of word that pops in their mind just to throw them off so they don't concentrate on the free throws, because the free throw shooting is very poor to that Harbor Beach.
5 for 17 to be specific. Actually now 6 for 18. Thank you, Ryan, for that. As Ginther puts in the second of 2. 39-36. Harbor Beach leads by 3. 5:27 left in the fourth. As number 20, Frank takes the 3. That one's off the mark. Rebound booms for Harbor Beach. Kicks it out to a wide-open Kraft, and they have number 3 on 1. Kraft goes up for the reach. Lamp on the right side. Yes. And he now has 8 points and a 5-point lead for the Pirates. 5:08 remain. Number 10 brings it up. Mills, as Sandusky calls the timeout. And that's only their second timeout used. That's going to be a full timeout. We'll be back right after this. You're tuned to WLAW. Harbor Beach by 5:41-36 with 5 minutes left. Thanks for listening.
In Michigan, we're no stranger to cold winters. And with cold winters come heavy coats, boots, shovels, and how can we forget high energy costs? Kohler Propane of Bed-Ax, Brown City, and Memphis are working hard to keep your energy costs down. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per gallon price so you never go above a certain price level. And with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program, you'll be assured you'll never run out of propane. Kohler Propane has no tank lease charges with minimum usage, and no hidden fees. So lock in your best propane price. Call the local company, Kohler's, toll-free at 888-9-